Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Vocational Rehabilitation Technician Jose Armendariz for the State of New Mexico's Division of Vocational Rehabilitation to tell us about National Disability Employment Awareness Month, which is this month, October.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Emily. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Tell us about the program, how long it's been in effect.
Sure. The Disabilities Employment Awareness Month, or DEAM for short, it's been around since about 1945 when Congress started trying to educate people around the country about the values and benefits of hiring people with disabilities. This is pretty much ties in with a civil rights activity to have everybody equal, especially in the employment arena. So this month was put in place to kind of highlight the values of hiring people with disabilities.
And what are those values and benefits?
Equality. Hiring people that come from a diverse background, have diverse skills, have people that can work just alongside with anybody without a disability. For many, many years, people with disabilities has had the highest unemployment rate in the country. So this month pretty much is an educational month for everybody, and kind of lets everyone around the country know that people with disabilities do have values in our employment arenas.
What does a vocational rehabilitation technician do? You've been doing this for 14 years for the state?
14 years for the state. Many hats. I work alongside a vocational rehab counselor. My job is to assure that the services that we offer to persons with disabilities are actually rendered. Everything from job placement to advocacy to education, talking to employers, talking to community agencies about our people that do want to work. So lots of hats, lots of things that I do, but the main thing is to help people with disabilities.
All in all, you've been doing it for
over 21 years.
And how did you get involved in that?
You know, it was just lucky. I actually applied for a nonprofit here when I moved to Las Cruces from Los Angeles. Didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I knew that it was going to be something special, and it has been. It's helping people with all sorts of disabilities, physical, mental, emotional, is something that I learned through others. And now I'm trying to teach the new people coming into our careers here how to better help people.
And what do you tell them that is your most passionate thing about working for this disabilities employment?
That's passion. I mean, that's the thing. This type of work, you're not going to get rich off. It's more of the want, the need to help somebody else. And you really have to have that passion, that love to help others in need.
And what can you tell me a story of something that really, really sits in your mind when you talk to people about disability?
Well, you know, I'll give you a story that's always been that I've told many other people, where I was helping a young man from one of our high schools here. He was in special ed and ready to graduate, and transitioning him into the workforce right before graduation. I remember his mom and grandmother telling me that they don't think that he's going to be able to work. They know him. They know he's not going to be able to do it physically and mentally. He's not ready. It's out of the question. So I kind of talked to the family and I said, hey, you know, let me work with your son. Let's see what we can do. See if we can actually have him employed. It took me a couple of months to actually get him a job, and we had a job coach in there training him and assisting him. Well, the end of the story is when he came home with his first paycheck, and I drove him home, and I walked him to the door, and he looked at his mom and said, look, it's my turn to go buy you some McDonald's. And she just bawled. And that was like hard. I mean, I can still feel that emotion now. And she was just in awe that he had a paycheck.
She was there crying.
Yes. And, you know, grandma was crying, and brothers and sisters were like, wow, you know, this is something that we didn't think that he'd be able to do. And lo and behold, still working, making money.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, gosh, that must have been about 10, 11 years ago. And as you can see, like I talked about the passion, that's something that you need to have in our field, the want to help people and kind of educate even the families, you know, that don't understand or see that their mijo or mija just... they're not going to be able to work alongside somebody else with a disability. And then you show them that they can. It's something special.
And here in Las Cruces, how long have the people been helping?
Here in Las Cruces? In our agency, we've been along for, here for a long time. It's statewide. And so this actually started back in World War I when our vets were coming home with disabilities and they were having a hard time finding employment. This agency actually started for them, and it just exploded where everybody with a disability wanted the same help. So it's been around for a long time. It's expanded, and fortunately, New Mexico has one of the best agencies, and I'm going to say in the world. We really, really, truly are out there to help our citizens here with disabilities. And sometimes it's just a little accommodations. Employers sometimes, you know, they see somebody with a physical disability, we'll say, and right away I can see that they're a little bit hesitant. But when it's a small accommodation and then they can actually work alongside and sometimes even do a better job than a person with a disability, it actually turns it around. You know, the stigma of people with disability is still around, unfortunately, but it's changing. People are understanding now that we do have this whole pool of qualified, eager employees, you know, candidates to work. And once they see that, They start calling us for more.
And who are some of the employers that are local here in the area?
Ooh, we have a lot. We actually have Best Buy, City of Las Cruces is a big employer. Doñana County, Home Depot, Savers is a huge, huge employer here. Sitel, Tresco, of course, Union Pacific. So we have a lot of nonprofit, public, private agencies that hire. So it's a whole bunch.
And do you also assist the families of the employees with disabilities?
We assist with education. We assist with just kind of letting them know that it's time to help their family member get back to work. So it's more of the education part. We actually work directly with the person that needs the job.
Describe one of the fairs that you've had, or the employment fairs that you've had for disability employment.
You know, awesome. The job fairs that we've had a lot of employers show up and a lot of candidates from all over the county, not just the city of Las Cruces, come in and go to one place where employers are actually hiring. They don't have to spend any gas on transportation. They're all centrally located in one location. And every single one understands that people with disabilities do count. And they're there not only to hire, but they're there to also help the community. So it's awesome.
How many employees do you have in your office?
There's 14 of us, all dedicated employees, and they're every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So we have one of the biggest offices in the state.
And you're located?
At 3381 Delray Boulevard. We're on the corner of Delray and Mars Avenue.
And so people just come in? You can just walk in to get information and
walk in, call
register.
In. What we usually do, we have what is called a new client orientation, usually on Thursdays at 10 o'clock. We sign them up for the orientation. I kind of give them information on that day and what we do and what to expect from our agency and what we expect from them. Then we assign them to come back and see a counselor.
And what do you expect from them?
We expect eagerness. We expect positiveness. And we expect that they're ready to go to work. I let them know up front, you know, this is going to be, it's not going to be an easy battle. It's going to be a challenge because we do have this disability. And we're competing against other people in the community that don't have disabilities, that have educations, that have lots of experience. That's our competition. And we already have this, and I hate to use that word, that handicap compared to other people in the community. So we already need, we're already behind. So we have to kind of prep them and show them what to say at an interview, how to dress, how to write their job portfolio, how to write their resume, how to be ready to compete here in Las Cruces or anywhere else. So I let them know it's an education process. You're going back to school. No one's ever taught us how to actually go out there and compete for employment. Most of us just fill out an application via paper application or an online application and just kind of hope and pray that somebody calls us for an interview. We have to be more assertive. We have to be out there and be more competitive. So we give them tips and we give them little tricks to do and how to prep their resume, how to make it shine. When they're in the interview, what words to say, what not to say, how to sit, you know, how to look at somebody's eyes when you're answering the questions. So getting them exactly well-rounded to compete against anybody here in Las Cruces or anywhere.
Tell us about future employers. What are their reactions to the new employee coming in?
Well, you know, unfortunately, like I said, there's a lot of a stigma for people that have disabilities. And when I approach an employer, sometimes I have to explain and kind of show them the value of hiring someone with a disability. And I'll give you an example of something that kind of started off a little bit slow and now is real positive. I visited one of our employers here in town. Awesome. So the employer that I visited is a Savers. They're on Main Street. Our relationship started a little kind of hesitant to hire somebody. Didn't know what they were getting themselves into. Now it's just completely different.
And how is it that they didn't know what they were getting into?
I explained it to them, but again, you know, in their mind, when I say, you know, I work with people with disabilities, what goes in your head? Somebody in a wheelchair, or somebody that's physically disabled. So I think that's where they were coming from and didn't know if they had a place for anybody. So I explained to them, I said, you know what, disabilities comes in different shapes, forms, and let me introduce you to some people that I know can work here. They've hired so many of our people. People that have physical disabilities, people that have learning disability, mental disabilities, to the point where they don't call any other agency in town except for ours. They want to hire people with disabilities now because they know that most people with disabilities have had time on the unemployment line, and they value when they're hired. They value their job. They don't want to be collecting an unemployment check or a disability check. They want to actually be part of the community and paying taxes and all that. So hard workers, they want to stay. Well, my story is I have a person that has a hearing impairment, only signs ASL, and she was a little nervous, but she said, let's do it. Brought him on. We started off with an ASL interpreter. Well, lo and behold, the manager started taking ASL classes. She started coming to NMSU. She's taking some classes at El Paso Community College and now is fluent, almost fluent in ASL interpreting. I went yesterday and I talked to her and I don't know how to sign. So I called this gentleman over, my client, and, you know, we kind of communicate so, you know, a little bit, but manager comes over and she goes, hey, let me help you. And she gets in the middle and she starts signing. That's something that is just completely unheard of. I have never had an employer that active.
She took the classes specifically for that employee?
Specifically for him. Now to the point where she actually wants to get into the field. She wants to actually do interpreting in other places for people that need that service. So it's an eye-opener for people that have never worked with persons with disabilities to this point. I mean, that's awesome.
And do you recruit also for your organization? And how do you go about to have people come in and work for you?
Absolutely. We're getting our word out, the word out on our agency. And I mean, I have a disability and a couple of my coworkers have disabilities. And what an awesome place to work for, you know, where they do accommodate us as well. And of course, if somebody with a disability comes in, that's what we want. We want a diverse environment. We do. We want a place where other people with disabilities can feel comfortable, you know. And that's one thing that I say at the orientation. I have a disability. I know what it is to get up in the morning sometimes and I don't want to go to work.
What is your disability?
Well, my disability is, I'll tell you one. And the one that really bothers me is I have severe sleep apnea. And it's real difficult sometimes to get up because I haven't slept. And my supervisor, Shirley, she is such an awesome lady. She understands, you know. I call her and say, God, I've had a rough night. And, you know, I come in maybe half an hour later in the day, but then I stay in a half an hour also later in the day to make up for that lost time. So those are the accommodations that we want to show other employers to do. It's just a small little thing. They come in a half an hour late because something happened with their disability and it's just acting up. Maybe give them an extra half hour in the day. That's nothing. So I let everybody know in an orientation, hey, I know what it is to sometimes feel depressed because I'm not feeling good. Sometimes I feel I have a lot of anxiety because sometimes I'm not focused, you know, because of my disability. So they understand. They know that I feel what they feel. And a lot of our coworkers do have some type of disability, and they understand. And we let them know, hey, you know, we do know what you're going through. It's hard. It's difficult.
So this employer then who took the sign language, she went beyond trying to help her employee and then going on and helping others in the community.
Way over and beyond.
And this year's theme for the U.S. Labor Department is?
Because we are equal to the task. That's awesome. Equal to anybody. Not because you have some type of impediment, you are less than. You're equal. We can do the same. Maybe we need a little bit of help. Maybe we need some type of accommodation like I just mentioned. Maybe we need a special chair. Big deal. That's not nothing. Maybe we need a special keyboard because I have carpal tunnel syndrome and I need a different type of keyboard. That's easy. That's an easy fix. You know, or maybe I need, again, a better chair, a bigger screen for my computer so I can see better if I have a visual impairment. Maybe I can have some type of hearing device so I can hear a little bit better. Those are easy fixes. But sometimes it's hard and difficult to kind of show employers that it might be that easy. You know, they might think, you know, it's hard. I'm not going to be able to hire somebody with disability. I don't have time. I don't have money. It's not that. It's not that. You know, that's where we're there. That's what we're there for as well. If the employer can't afford something, that's where we come in and help with that. Okay, but like I said, usually there's no money involved. Just an extra half hour of work or an extra break, 15-minute break, because they have to stretch out a little bit because they have a back injury or neck injury and they need a 15-minute break. Big deal. Add a 15-minute, more 15 minutes at the end of the day. Just stay a little bit longer.
So prospective employees and employers can find information on the web at disability.gov.
Yes.
Correct?
Right.
Any other website that they can also find information?
Our website is www.dvrgetsjobs.com, and that's our website. You can jump on there and see our manual of operation, see what we do, see everything that's on there, how to get into our orientation. Everything is on there.
Just a quick recap, just on job fairs, how important are they to this organization?
Very important, because it does show unity within the employers that are working with us. It shows people with disabilities that they can, that employers will be hiring. There's a lot of people that come into our office thinking that no one's hired me. No one doesn't even want to interview me. Is anybody here in Las Cruces hiring someone that has disability? Yes, there is. And the job fair shows it. So we bring all our employers that are ready and eager to hire somebody in one place. And, you know, they can take the bus. And then we always have it close to the bus system where they can get off on the bus and just go in there in one place and have 20, 25 employers ready to interview.
So we have for our U.S. Department Office of Disability Employment, a very important project for the entire community and the entire nation.
Yes.
And especially this month, the month of October, where it is Disability Employment Awareness Month.
Yes, Disabilities Employment Awareness Month, or DEAM for short. Special month for us, October. Job fairs and the DEAM going on and educating people and showing the community the value of people with disabilities.
But open all year round. And
exactly.
Again, I really appreciate Mr. Armendariz, you're coming out to tell us about the vocational rehabilitation. Vocational rehabilitation technician, Jose Armendariz for the State of New Mexico Division.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.